Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Kimberly Cummins, MA graduate of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts at the University of the West Indies Cave Hill Campus, which is celebrating 60 years in 2023. On this day, August 30th, 1951, an article that touted the importance of compulsory education was published in the Barbados Advocate newspaper. In the article, a retired headmaster who went unnamed believed that compulsory education should have been the prelude to age grouping in elementary schools. This was necessary so that the children of a particular age group would have entered school at the same time and would have had an equal chance of success. He stressed that there were many things which were responsible for the low standard of education in the elementary schools, the first of which was government placing age grouping before compulsory education. Explaining this point, the educator outlined that because of the age grouping, some children were forced into the classes where they could not cope with the work. He said, quote, "There are three streams in each age group. If the teacher tries to help the bright boys, the boys in the lowest stream are neglected. The teacher appears to work harder than in my day, but they get less results. Why? Because of the present system of age grouping," unquote. The second reason he suggested was the cause of substandard education was the selection of about 32 students from Erdiston College every year, about 20 of whom are experienced teachers with at least 12 to 15 years of service. He said that the places of these students being filled by what he called supply teachers rather than those through the pupil teach system, as was done in past years, was doing the children no good. He said, quote, "I am not saying that Erdiston College is not doing a good job. To the opposite, it is of great benefit to the island, but I feel that the most junior teachers should be sent there and the older teachers with at least 10 years service exempted, so as to allow the children to get the benefit of their experience. If these teachers 10 years ago were able to keep the children at a standard that is much higher than today, I do not see why their time should be wasted at Erdiston when they are needed in the school," unquote. The retired head teacher also decried hobbies such as handicraft, art, and gardening becoming subjects. In his opinion, they were ousting the basis of all studies, English and arithmetic, to the detriment of the children. And he also called for more teachers to handle the increased number of children. An article which touted that an equal chance for success could not be guaranteed for all Barbadian children unless compulsory education preluded age grouping in elementary schools was published in the Barbados Advocate on this day, August 30th, 1951.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.